every few years, this particular Sunday with this reading comes, and for me it brings me a lot of memories. For when I was first ordained a deacon, and of course recently we have one of our own acolytes and so forth who was ordained a deacon and came back and preached to us. But when I was ordained a deacon, these are the readings that I had to preach when I first came to America, to this diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee, where I had been volunteered. And it was the first time I would preach in English. When I was in Rome, I would preach in Italian or Spanish sometimes, mostly Italian. And the thing that brings all the memories back flowing into my mind and my heart as well are the readings, the words from the first reading, from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth, all things are vanity. And of course, in doing research for this, and when you're just a young seminarian and newly ordained deacon, you do a lot more research than you do as a priest. Now, you just look in the memory banks, and hopefully they retain everything, which they do. In the original Hebrew, when this was said, it basically meant, and it's something that is very, very akin to our life here in the summer heat of Northwest Florida. Vapor of vapors. All things are vapor. And if you're driving down the road on a very, very hot day, and you see ahead and there's nothing else but you and the road, you see the vapors, and they do like this in front of you, and the horizon does like that. That is exactly what Koheleth is saying. But none of that is real. It is just a mirage, an apparition. Of course, in the desert, they had mirage all the time. And so, that is what he's talking about. All the things of this earth, and of course it has so much to do with the gospel as well, are vapor. One who has labored and saved up treasures and investments and whatever for years, and then the end of his life comes, and all those things which he has amassed, whether they be little or much, they're vapors. They disappear in the horizon, just like the vapor that comes from the road and rises up to the heavens and then disappears. And so too is therefore that about which our Lord speaks. A very rich man, and of course we all know those kind of people, I think we do anyway, they work and work and work, and sometimes in so doing they forget God. They miss holy days of obligation. They miss Sundays and other things, first Saturdays and first Fridays and everything else that's important in our faith. And they're amassing all this wealth and these investments and so forth. And of course we know about the stock market. One day is there, one day is gone, the next day it's back. The thing is, don't get rid of it, just hold on to it and it'll come back. But all of this is useless. It is like Koheleth, vapor of vapors, all things are vapor. Take care, he says, and now this is our Lord, to guard against all greed. Of course, greed is one of the seven capital sins. Most people forget that there are seven capital sins. Everybody concentrates on lust, which we're not going into right now. You know all about that. greed, gluttony too, which is greed of the body, of the flesh. People who have to eat and eat and eat and eat. So be careful and guard against this evil of greed. Because even though you may have many possessions, that's not your life. The minute it is time to go, all those possessions, they go to somebody else. To whom shall they go? Maybe your children. And as we see in our day and age, many times our children are worthless. And of course, some people may appreciate that or like it, some people may not. That's the way it is. It's worthless. They're not concerned about their parents. They're concerned about themselves. Their belly is their God, as St. Paul says. So though you be rich, you have all these possessions, to whom shall they go? And so he gives us this parable of this man, which was very similar and very familiar to all the people who were there standing, listening to Christ. This farmer, and of course, it was an agricultural, a bucolic society, not like ours, though we cannot do without agriculture, as we very well know. You're not going to eat dollar bills or gold coins. And so, he had amassed a tremendous amount of land and wheat and everything else he could think of, and cattle and sheep. Oh, I am so wealthy. He looks at himself in pride and self-satisfaction. And I hope that's not you, because then you're in danger. What can I do? I don't have enough space for everything that I have gained. Now, here you see, he doesn't once said, everything that God has given to me. Anything we have is a gift from God. And that's why we must give thanks to God every single day, many times a day. But he doesn't say anything about God here in this parable, which is very, very akin to real life. So what am I going to do? I'm tired of working, but I have all this and it still keeps growing. So I will tear down my old barns and houses and whatever and build big ones that will be able to store more and more and more and more. And then he goes to bed so satisfied. Oh, look what I have done. Oh, I am so happy about what I have done. And that very same evening, as he is there in bed contemplating his wealth, God says, you fool! This very night, your soul shall be demanded of you. You are going to die tonight. And to whom will all these things go? And he doesn't answer, because we know very well. Many times when these things happen, it's all up in the air. Who cares? Because that's why all my whatever wealth I have or will have, because I still have $40 million roaming around somewhere in South America that the communists took, all of that's going to go to 3 monasteries. And I've already told my godsons, your name is not in my will. Don't even think of it. You're not going to get rid of me so you can get my money. You're getting nothing. And they say, oh, okay, Canon. No. It will go to those who will spend the rest of their lives praying for you and hopefully for my immortal soul, which shall not die when my body does. So, for whom will all these things be? To whom will all these things go? Everything that you worry so much about, when you die, it's gone. And then God will say to you, what have you done with your life? Are you able to inherit the kingdom of heaven? Or shall you be cast out into the fires of Gehenna, of hell? You fool, this very night your life will be demanded of you. Remember that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.